Economists calculate that the South African economy's lost 25 billion rands, about $2 billion, because of power outages in the past 2 weeks.
In 2 months' time, it will be 14 years since the first blackout happened.
For 14 years, says economist Iraj Abedian, South Africans have been hearing government promises to end the country's energy crisis. In that time, the state power company, Eskom, has been plundered by corrupt officials, its power stations paralyzed by lack of maintenance.
That is a massive betrayal of this economy and this society.
Energy analysts say former Eskom CEO Machela Koko was part of former President Jacob Zuma's state capture project to steal billions of dollars from public enterprises. Koko, however, maintains he was one of the best bosses Eskom's ever had.
We executed the most number of maintenance in the history of Eskom. If state capture meant that the Eskom cost came down, if state capture means that Eskom kept the lights on, let it be. I'm happy to be associated with that type of state capture.
Koko blames the crisis on Eskom's current leaders. He's calling for the head of the man who replaced him, André de Ruyter.
I understand that there are frustrations, that we are not achieving our objectives as quickly as we would have liked to, but these frustrations will not be resolved by changing horses at this point in time, or changing jockeys for that matter.
Abedian says the sooner President Cyril Ramaphosa's administration stops focusing on Eskom, the faster the crisis will be solved.
Almost 60% of generation capacity of Eskom should have been retired 10, 15 years ago. So what are we doing throwing money at the broken machinery? If we spend the same money subsidizing firms and households to finance their own energy generation, as many countries have done and are doing as we speak, within 3 to 5 years, we will solve the problem. And Eskom will focus on what it can do, which will be about a third of what it is now obliged to do.
The Economist wants the government to use small, private, independent power producers who use wind, sun, and natural gas to generate electricity.
It will cost us less, it will be a lot more efficient and a lot more reliable, but we will cut out a lot of interest groups who are now really coining in because they keep Eskom alive, because it's a broken machine. So,
according to some energy experts, these interest groups are connected to powerful African National Congress or ANC leaders who are therefore resisting the implementation of green energy.
They are confused and they are confusing themselves and they are fighting their battles over energy policy. It's the president and the cabinet ultimately who's got constitutional responsibility to solve this and to stop beating around the bush. If they don't know what to do, they need to come out and say, we don't know what to do. And then business sector, the scientific society will sort it out. But the more they pretend that they have the solution, the more they take us backwards. And they must stop this after 14 years.
Eskom spokesman Sikonati Manchancha says he's confident the blackouts will end this weekend, but he acknowledges there'll be more to follow. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.